up y'all, happy Friday. You have a pulse, I have a pulse, we all have a pulse, and today is the day the Lord has made. So wake up to win. You have a choice to have chance to have change in your life. That's positive change, and that's through Christ. Don't you want to be a champion? Let's pull it out, like our pastor Roddy says. Let's pull that champion out of you. He's pulling. And I'm speaking of pulling and stretching, I'm on my way to Destin, and actually, the traffic's not too bad. I'm surprised. People in Florida, I'm not going to even say what. Anyways, the driving's a little crazy, but, oh, glory to God. Beautiful. All the boats out at Crab Island, man. It is just majestic, you know, and what God puts in the clouds every day, whether it's a storm, whether it's, you know, clear skies, whether there's, you know, every time I see clouds, I think of Super Mario. Doop, 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 doop. You know, that's just me. But I'm on my way to Stretch Zone to get stretched, to kind of help my muscles and my spine, building that up. And yeah, you just got to take care of yourself. Sometimes you got to do these things. My God. Ooh, I love living in Florida. Miss my kids in Mississippi, but I will be getting them, Ty and Dawson, next Friday for 12 days. So excited and thankful for the help during my work hours. Miss Lynn, Miss Hilda, y'all rock. Just have such good family. My family, my church family, all of us are family all together anyways, but my work family, it's just amazing, and I'm so blessed. And I just want to remind you that you got to really, really look in your life and see what blessings are right there that maybe we aren't appreciating, because tomorrow is not promised. It's not to be scared. It's about being prepared. And fear is a liar. There's a song I want to play in a few minutes. And just with a lot of things coming my way this morning, and just a lot of, not a lot of breathing this morning. You know, sometimes we forget to breathe. So I kind of want to just go through this with you, and this will actually calm me a little bit, because I'm speaking to you, but I'm speaking to God. We're talking this through, right? So, because anxiety, depression, none of that is allowed. None of that is allowed. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. You need to speak that out as well. Speak to your body, speak to your mind, speak to your heart. Seek the Lord. He knows how you can have the new start. Let's rhyme it today. Primetime rhyme time with Kristen. So the scripture that came up today, so good. I mean, it's really what I needed to see and what I needed to just really talk with God about. And that's in John 14, 1 through 3. This is TPT. It's don't worry or surrender to your fear. For you believed in God, now trust and believe in me also. My Father's house has many dwelling places. If it were otherwise, I would tell you plainly. Because I go to prepare a place for you, and when everything is ready, I will come back and take you to myself so that you will be where I am. Glory to God. Don't worry or surrender to fear. You surrender all those things to Him. You surrender the depression, the anxiety, the not being able to breathe, the things that are going on throughout your daily routines that are coming your way that's not from God. You surrender that. You say no. You say no. I'm going to bring this to you, Lord. This is what's going on. I know you see me, and I know this is not how you made me to be in fear. Fear doesn't come from God. It comes from the enemy, and it's a liar. He is the deceiver of all. He will put things in front of you even that seem really, really beautiful and like an angel of light. Trust me on that one. And you just really have to keep your eyes open and really protecting yourself, protecting your mind. When these things come in, left, right, and it's like trying to make you go backward march instead of forward march, that's when you say no. You almost get mad at the enemy, trust me, and you say, don't pull out in front of me, person. Totally committed to excellence, totally committed to pulling out in front of people is not excellence, mister, in front of me. Anyways, so, yeah, surrender, that's a word I talk about a lot, and that's a lot of these words and things that I tell you, I've gone through the process of, you know, learning that what I thought it meant context of it, it's surrender is not like bad. It's not bad when you're surrendering those things to the Lord. Don't worry or surrender to fear. That's what you don't surrender to. You surrender to the Lord what needs to be surrendered. And that's in, you know, anything that is twisting your mind, anything that is trying to stab your heart, you know, your inner being, what's your spirit. And just say it's not allowed. It's not allowed. And that's beautiful. You can go to, my Father's house has many dwelling places. If it were otherwise, I would tell you plainly, because I go to prepare a place for you. How beautiful is that? So just let the Lord hold on to you. That's a song I want to play. Lauren Daigle. It's beautiful. And we just have to be still at moments. We have to listen to the Lord. Listen to God. Breathe in. Breathe out. And know that He's always with you. You're not alone. You know, when you're going from place to place, and you're in a rush, or you're, you know, thinking about what do you have to do in the next hour, and really planning it out, and almost getting anxiety about it before you even get there, that's not good. So on your way, you pray. Say, Father, I know this is not what you want for me. I know that I'm under a little attack. And you say, you know what? Any fall that I have is not bigger than the faith that I have in you. So I know I can overcome, and you will give me the strength where I have weakness. It's as easy as that to talk to Him. He sees you. He loves you. Sometimes you just need to say, hold on to me. You know? I go down these little waves and up these waves sometimes that, you know, my energy is really, really strong. And then sometimes I'm just, I need rest. So yeah, I go down these things and up and down and round, you know. So we all do. But it's about learning how to balance that out and asking the Lord, what do I do? What do I need to do right now? What can you show me? Go into the Word. Ask Him, what do I need to see, Father? So I can be strengthened through this. Because I know in any weakness I have in getting through that, that is actually empowering me and going to the portal of God and strengthening me, just as Paul talks about in the Bible. So let's listen to this song. I might have the windows down. It's a little hot. I love y'all so much. I don't have the AC on because I don't want it to mess up the sound. So anyways, hold on to me. Like there's an accident. Jesus.
When the best of me is barely breathing, when I'm not somebody I believe in, hold on to me. When I miss the light, the night is stolen,
of faith. Even if you feel like it's kind of like weak at this moment, you know this is the truth in the Word. So go to it. Go meditate on that one. When I read that for the very first time, it took me back. It took me back to a house fire. It took me back to a house I tried to make a home, but it was just a house. It was horrific. And it took me back to when I was shooting up drugs in my arms. It took me back to being on a walking cane, being 100 pounds, you know, having gout in my legs, having plantar fasciitis, having a spine not so well, neck surgery, being in Saudi Arabia for 5 years, severely depressed, suicidal 3 times. Putting a knife to my chest. The Lord was still there. He's still here. Even in your absence, He is present. So you have that access. You can hold on to Him. Wholeheartedly, He is there for you. So what I'm getting at is you're worthy for His love. He loves you now just as much as He did back then. Just as much as if your tomorrow comes. So we've got to get our minds right, our thoughts right, so we can calm. I'm a lot calmer now just from speaking. Just from going through this stuff. You can start a podcast. You don't have to publish it. You start a journal. Sing. Pull out your guitar. Draw. Do whatever. There are coping tools, but you do it with the Lord. And you thank Him. You always thank Him. He carried that cross for you. He carried that cross for me. And it brings me to tears. There's so much revelation in the past couple days I've had with my journey to heaven. And I have a list full of book names that I want to write one day. Let's say I'm going to write it. Yes. Started Colitis Old Jr., but, you know, stop. So we're going to finish projects in this life. But there was a house fire that led me to heaven, and that was on a dying phase, and there was so much that almost felt numb and faded after that, just after time went by, but the Lord is bringing that to me more and more and more so I can speak of it. Yeah, I'm one of those people, you know, one of those miracles. Miracles do happen. They do. He loves you. I'm about to be at my place. Austin at Stretch Zone is awesome. I'm going to have him on Colitis Soldier eventually. The owner there is going to allow me to bring podcast stuff there. I'm excited. His walk in faith and things he has gone through and people he has helped is just quite amazing. And he actually donated a kidney to a first responder of 9/11. You know, think about that. How selfless that is. Count your blessings. The Lord is good. He loves you. He loves you so much. Be blessed.